Hello and welcome to the 54 Problems podcast. I'm your co-host, Andrew Edmonds. Welcome one and all, and thank you so much for joining us. And with me, as always, is my good friend and co-host. You're never going to believe it. It's Simon Brown. Hello, Simon.
Hello. It's good to be back as ever.
Yeah, well, look, Simon, today we have the champion of the World Adventure Golf Masters to speak to. Someone who joins the likes of Daniel Moser, Gunnar Bengtsson, Aki Silman, a very, very exclusive and prestigious list. Simon, what do you make of it?
Yeah, it is the pinnacle. And to be able to say you won one of these is something so few people can do. And we speak to somebody I actually don't know much about today. So I can't wait to get a fresh perspective and find out what it takes to win that event.
Awesome. Well, without any further ado, let's go ahead and meet our guest. So joining us today, we have the champion of the World Adventure Golf Masters 2023. Please welcome to the 54 Problems podcast, Patrick Reiner. Hello, Patrick.
Hi. Hi, thank you. Thank you that I can be here in the podcast.
Well, thank you for joining us. How long has it been now since you become champion? Is it kind of settled in? Does it still feel weird to think of yourself as a World Adventure Golf Masters champion?
Yeah, it's amazing. I cannot believe it until now.
So you're also the manager of Adventure Golf Gumpelskirchen, is that right? Where the tournament took place this year in 2023?
Yeah, yes, that's right. I'm the manager of Adventure Golf Gumpelskirchen, but together with my mother and Christian Adler.
The dream team.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So what we're going to do, if it's okay, we're going to go back to a little bit before the wagon and talk about what it was like for you to make that bid to host the wagon this year and what that process was like and then having a successful bid. And then we'll talk a little bit about your training and the preparation for the wagon, and then ultimately what the tournament was like, what it was like hosting everyone, and how it feels to win it, because not many people can say that they've done that.
Thank you. Yes, we do it.
So take us back a bit then to before the start of the wagon. What did the process look like to make the bid to host a wagon at Adventure Golf Gumpelskirchen, the course that you manage with Christine Adler and your mother?
Yeah, we already applied for the wagon during the construction phase.
Okay, when was this?
And 2018 to 2019. So we were lucky that we were chosen. So we get the wagon when the course wasn't built now, yeah. It wasn't finished at the moment.
Okay, because you, Adventure Golf Gumpelskirchen is the first WMF approved Moss course in Austria, right?
Yeah, that's right. We are the first approved course. Now we have three courses in Austria which are approved. Because in Austria, there is adventure golf not so popular, but maybe after this wagon, more players will play it. Mm-hmm. I hope so. And it was very good when we get the wagon.
How did it feel then when the bid was ultimately successful and you realized you were going to host the wagon? Was it celebration or was it like, oh God, this is going to be a lot of work? We've got a lot of work to do. What was it like to win that bid?
at the first time it was very nice, very good, and we are very happy about it. And after a few months, we think about it, and it will be very hard work, but I hope it was good.
Yeah, I mean, certainly I've only heard good things about people who were there and people who played it. Did you have to make any adjustments to the course to make it ready for the wagon? Because I know I was there during the Austrian Adventure Golf Masters in 2022. Were there any changes to the course that were required for the wagon?
Well, a few changes were actually voluntary.
Okay.
Because otherwise the travel was certainly the stone on lane number 6, 12 and 16, we changed it because that it will be fairer. But I think it was fair before we changed the stones, but so it's better. And on lane 8, the Vulcana, we renewed the carpet.
Yes.
And okay. So only small things. And the bunker on hole number 15 in the back, we make it new. And 2 weeks before the wagon, we made the lines with luck. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
The 20 centimeters lines.
Yeah. Now it's a difficult course, right? Would you say that's fair to say? It's a difficult, it's a tough, it's a challenging course. I know you've played other courses around Europe and as well in the US Masters as well. Mm-hmm. So do you see the course as quite a difficult course, and how did you think people would find it for the wagon? Do you think it would be, you know, considered quite a challenging course for people? Were you looking forward to seeing how people approached it from sort of different countries?
Yeah, I would say it's a challenge. It's a very hard course. Mm-hmm. Because of the putts, the greens are not so straight. So you have to aim the hole every 10 centimeters.
So you've now won the bid. You think it'll be a challenging course. Talk us through your practice then in the weeks leading up to the tournament. Because I remember at one point you even sent me a message saying you're feeling confident because you got 2:31s today. What was your practice schedule like? Were you finding time to put into practice, and what did that look like?
My training consisted of playing rounds whenever we had time.
Yeah.
The last three years, yeah. And so this was my big training. And from Sunday to Thursday before the competition, we trained more intensively.
Yeah.
And already during the training, we noticed that the course changes from day to day. The stone dust and the fact that almost all players play the same lines has certainly made the lanes 30% faster than before.
Okay.
Yeah. And you noticed that extremely on the first 5 lanes. Before the wagon, there were more people making an ace on hole 3, 4, and 5. And during the wagon, it was harder. And
okay.
Yeah, this was one of my problems the first days.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's interesting. You say you practiced a lot over the last 3 years, but then also the course changed because so many people were playing it. So you mm-hmm. sort of had to adapt a little bit as well, your training and your practice.
Yeah, I changed the balls one day before the tournament starts.
Oh, dear. Oh, I can't imagine that, training for 3 years and then changing your balls the day before.
But I know them good, so it was no problem.
How good to be comfortable enough in a course that you know when to make that change. I guess that must be a good feeling to be aware of your surroundings and say, I actually need to change ball.
Yeah, I feel really comfortable on my course, and I think I will make it when I change the balls. Yeah, it was hard, but I think it was good that I make it.
Okay, and in those last few days before the Wagon, you say you were practicing more intensely. Yeah. You were practicing much more. Were you feeling confident? Did you think you could win?
Yes, absolutely. But how longer the training got, the rounds got worse. That was very nice to look, yeah. But one day before the tournament starts, it was very good. So I think I can make it.
Okay, so you're feeling confident.
For sure.
What's the feeling like when the different countries start arriving? Are you proud to have everyone on your course? Is it quite a special moment for you already to see everyone there at your course?
Yeah, when the countries arrived, it was very special again, because then I realized that it was about to start.
Yeah, okay.
And the quiz on Tuesday was a really nice distraction, I think. So, yeah.
Funny you should say that. The last guest that we interviewed, James Shaw, we had him on because it was his first time on Team GB. Mm-hmm. And he actually mentioned how fun the quiz was on the Tuesday.
Yeah. It was very fun.
So the morning of the tournament, then the first day on the Friday, are you feeling nervous at all when you start to play, or are you still feeling good on the Friday morning?
Well, I'm feeling good, but a little bit nervous, but that's normally, I think, when you're not nervous, something is wrong.
So the way that you started the Wagon, it wasn't the strongest start, right? Would you say that was fair? You weren't at the top of the leaderboard immediately.
Yeah, on the first day, it was just the little things were missing. But that's the nice thing about the competition, that took 3 days. That is 3 days long. So you can make your mistakes and make it better.
Yeah, okay. So at no point was there any thought like, oh, I might lose this. I'm not. You were fighting. You were ready to fight.
Yeah. I'm a really fighter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every tournament.
After so long and so much expectation of these top players all coming at once to join you, was that an exciting feeling for you? Or did that make you nervous? How did that feel to get every top player together at once?
No, that was very exciting for me. But I know them from the tournaments before and from the last Wagon, so that was no problem. I think the Wagon family is a very friendly family.
Mm.
And everyone who was the first time on the Wagon this year said that it's another tournament than the normal mini golf tournaments. Everyone is friendly and nice.
Yeah, certainly James Shaw that we interviewed before, who was the only first timer, I believe, in the GB team. Certainly he had that opinion. He loved the experience and he felt that different level, that next level of competition.
Going to sleep then on the first night. I might be wrong, so maybe I'm wrong and tell me if I'm wrong, but on your final shot of the day, did you miss the 18th hole?
Yeah, on the second day.
Oh, the final shot on the second day you missed the 18th.
And on the second day, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
37.
So the 18th hole is a hole that you probably normally ace every time, right?
It was my first round with not an ace.
Oh no. Yeah, okay.
But when you play it too fast, it's possible that the ball comes out of the water, and so, yeah.
But other than that, you did have a very, very good second day, right? So we said the first day, there were some things you needed to adjust. It looked like you made those adjustments for the second day.
Yeah, but the second day wasn't much different than the first day in the terms of gameplay. Only the result was better. But the playing was the same, I think. And this is when the tournament is 3 days long, so you get up and downs. So, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so you feel like you played the same Friday and Saturday, just Friday maybe you got a little bit unlucky, and Saturday the luck was on your side a little bit.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. But so after all that, Saturday night, it looked like it was yours to win, right? If you look at the results, you're thinking, Patrick really could win this. What's it like going to bed knowing that you're in the best position to win the World Adventure Golf Masters? Did you get much sleep? Was it a difficult night to sleep? How did you feel on Saturday night?
It was the same like the days before, so I don't think so much about it. I hope it that I will win it. I make the same thing on Saturday night than on Thursday night or Friday night. So it was a good sleep.
So finally on Sunday then, your final round for the overall winner. How did that final round feel?
This was the hardest round for me. Yeah, it feels very hard. And yeah, after the putt on hole number 15, I think now it works. I will win this thing. But the feeling was very incredible when the ball hit the rail on lane number 18 in the last round. All the pressure I had been putting on myself for the month were suddenly gone. Yeah, everything is gone. Yeah, and winning the Wagen was one of my biggest goals since my first Wagen in Kosovo.
Mm.
So, yeah.
It's funny to hear you say that you weren't really nervous until the final round. So you're saying day one, day two, even the night before, you weren't that nervous, but it really started on the final round. I think it's one of those courses. I'm thinking about maybe hole 10 in particular, where if you're a little bit nervous, you play a little bit too hard or too soft, you can be in big, big trouble. And you can get maybe a 4 or a 5.
Yeah, that's sure. And hole number 10, 2 months ago, it was my hardest hole.
Yeah.
And 1 month before the Wagen starts, I trained this whole a full day long. And I found the best line for my playing. And I think I played hole number 10 like hole number 18. So, yeah. this was very good. And hole number 10 is the hardest hole on this course, I think.
So on that final round, were there any holes you were like really nervous about? You said that final round, you started to feel nervous. Were there any places in particular where you were really nervous?
The hole number 13, because when you already get the first hole, and when the ball don't get into the hole, you don't make an ace. You are in the bunker and you can make easy three.
Yeah.
So you lose two strokes, and yeah.
Did you get the ace?
No, a two.
Oh, okay. Well, two's yeah. pretty good. A two's good if you don't get the ace.
Yeah.
A two from the bunker.
No, not from the bunker. It's very near the hole.
Okay.
So I was in the first hole, and then it stops near the hole. So okay. It was okay.
And so when you finished the round, then you said it was like all that pressure that you put on you for months just went away. What were the celebrations like after that then? I mean, you showed me a picture of the trophy a long time ago. It was quite a fantastic trophy. What was that whole experience like after you finished? The pressure's gone. What was that like?
Yeah, it was amazing. I cannot describe it. It's, the feelings were great. Everything is gone. I have to look forward. What's the next target is?
Well, that's a fantastic question. What is the next target? Mm. Where do you go from this?
Next year, Brünn.
You want to win it. You want to win at Brno as well.
This will be very hard. two courses. The Czechs have more home advantage than the Austrians, I think, this year. But have a look. Brno is 1.5 hours from Gumpelskirchen.
Yeah.
So it's not so long ride.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people from the Brno club were practicing in Gumpelskirchen leading up to the Wagon. So you can do the same next year.
Yeah, but maybe in one month I will go there for the first time.
Is that the Magum? Are you saying you might be interested in playing in the Magum?
Yeah, the Magum I will play, and training for next year too.
Oh, great. Great, okay.
Making pictures, putting plans. So let's start it.
Fair enough. And when you won this Wagon in Gumpelskirchen, your mother was there to celebrate with, right? I imagine that must have been quite nice to be able to celebrate with your mother as well.
Yeah, for sure. It was very nice. But she was more nervous than me, I think.
Really?
Yeah. It was the first tournament she saw me playing until 21 years I play.
Were you surprised that the record of 31 wasn't broken in the Wagon? It seemed like, you know, a few people were able to get rounds of 31, but no one was able to get under 31.
I thought that in the Wagon, someone plays under 30. But, that's maybe the problem because of the lanes are changing and getting faster.
And still nobody has a hole in two on hole 14 yet during a tournament. Do you think that will ever happen?
No. During the tournament, no. in training, when we're playing rounds just for fun and when I'm on the good spot, I will try it every time. But this is only for fun. And in tournament, you have to make the three. Yeah. You can be everywhere when you hit the stone on hole number 14.
Okay, so looking ahead as well, obviously we have the Wagon that's seen as the biggest adventure golf tournament of its kind for national teams. This year we have a new tournament concept as well, the WMF World Adventure Golf Tour. Now, you're going to be hosting as well the AGM, the Austrian Adventure Golf Masters, later in this year. Are you also looking forward to participating in the AGM? Do you think you have a good chance to win this one as well and earn your free qualification into the tour final?
Yeah, I hope so, but we don't know what's in the next month. So Karl Lukács plays very good, Christian plays very good. So everyone has a chance to win there.
And maybe they want revenge.
Yeah, for sure.
How were your Austrian teammates? Did they celebrate with you? Were they very happy for you?
Yeah, we are celebrating a lot, but everyone was happy that it was over, I think.
Sure.
Yeah, it wasn't just yourself though. Quite a lot of the Austrians did well. So yeah. Was that a nice feeling? Did it feel it was a moment that you put Austrian mini golf on the map even more?
Yeah, this was a very good feeling. Everyone from our teammates are playing very well. And so we see that it will become better and better, I think. And our Austria team number one was the same team as in Kuopio last year. It was very fun.
Well, I hope this does get the news out about adventure golf in Austria more. I've seen some really good news stories from your course. I mentioned to you about that when you had the mayor of Gumpelskirchen visit as well. That was fantastic. So I really, really do hope it helps the sports in Austria. And I hope it will.
I hope it too, yeah.
I will say then, Patrick, congratulations this year. It was a fantastic tournament. Some people will say you had the benefit of home advantage, but at the end of the day, you have to make that pay. You can look at it as adding on more pressure. So yes, you practice, but you have to get the results at the end of the day, and there's no way around that. And you did get the results. And you fought back, like you said on Friday. You fought back. You didn't get nervous until the final round. So massive, massive congratulations on your achievements, both in terms of winning and also managing the course that put on such a fantastic event as well. So huge congratulations from us.
Thank you, Simon and Andrew. Thank you.
And look, hopefully I'll see you again soon. I know we always have fun when we're on the course, so I'm looking forward to when we can next see each other. Yeah. Maybe Magum. Maybe it'll be as early as, as next month in Magum.
For sure, yeah.
So all that's left to say then is goodbye from Simon.
Goodbye, and thanks for joining us. It's been fantastic to speak to you. And I hope to bump into you at a tournament at some point.
Thank you. Thank you, Simon. Thank you, Andrew.
Yeah.
And goodbye.
Goodbye. And it's goodbye from me. Thank you so much for listening. And goodbye.